Okay, so can you tell us just your name, your job description, and a little bit about yourself?
My name's Fiona Pelham, and I'm Managing Director of Sustainable Events. And Sustainable Events is a company focused on the development of sustainability within the event industry.
Okay, so you're chairman of ISO Committee 2012-1. So how long have you been involved with the committee?
Well, the committee started in January 2010 when ISO 2012-1 work began. Prior to that, I chaired BS 8901, which was the British standard for event sustainability.
Great, and what are the benefits do you feel of being involved with the committee?
I think for me, the area of work that I was involved in was sustainability within the event industry. So it made sense for me to contribute to the creation of a standard and definitely an international standard around an area where I had expertise. There's an array of benefits of being involved. At an international level, you're obviously getting the chance to contribute to something which is going to make a difference around the world. You have the chance to work with a network of experts who are equally passionate about that subject, and it's a big learning development curve as well, especially being in the role of chair. There's a lot of leadership skills and presentation skills that you learn and really develop through this.
Right, well, that sort of leads on to the next one. How do you feel it's what it's what's being involved with the committee meant for your career?
It's definitely raised the profile of the work that we've been involved in. Sustainability within the event industry has been growing in interest over the last few years. Having an international standard in this area is definitely raising the profile of it. So that connection has meant that the work that I've been doing in my career has raised in profile as well. So it has been beneficial for my career.
And do you feel that you've got sort of professional development from being involved in the committee?
Yeah, I've definitely had a very unique and unusual experiences as chair of the standard. My professional development has included things like education on how to chair a large group. At the ISO meetings, there are over 30 countries involved, and they'll bring about three representatives. So I've learned a lot about working with different cultures, about working with larger groups, about ensuring that everybody has a clear understanding of what their role is and what we're all working towards. And also, I suppose, some elements of negotiation in terms of making sure that people are happy with the ideas that are being put forward and happy with how those ideas are being played out. So yes, I think I have learned from this.
Great, and how do the standards that you've developed, do you feel, help industry?
They've definitely helped industry. As I mentioned before, they've raised the profile of sustainability within the event industry. I think one of the challenges that we have faced is that within the event industry, sustainability is seen as a new topic. And people who have worked in this industry for a long time maybe don't realize how important sustainability is to their business and to their future. Having an international standard has changed that because people are familiar with the power of ISOs and what an ISO means. So they've started to take notice with what sustainability within the event industry actually means. It's also been interesting to see the different countries get involved with this international standard. So there are some countries for whom large-scale events are something which they're really working on and developing, and they've accepted sustainability quite quickly. Other countries have a long and good reputation in delivering large-scale events but haven't considered sustainability. So this ISO standard has been an opportunity for every country to really think about this.
Would you recommend other, for others to get involved in standards development?
I definitely would. I think being involved in a standard is your chance to really have your say on what you want for your industry and for your topic. Traditionally, I think that people feel to be involved in standards, you have to be at an advanced part of your career and you have to be a real expert in your topic. But what we've seen with the work around ISO 20121 and the committees that are being created around the world is that this is a chance for everyone to get involved, for everybody to have their say, and for everyone to make a difference in their industry.
Can you briefly describe your career path and how that led to you becoming involved in standards development?
Yes, in 2006 I set up an event management company that was focused on community events and events that were environmentally responsible. One of our clients was actually involved in the initial work being done for BS 8901 and recommended that we come along to one of the meetings. When we attended the meeting, because we had that mix of environmental awareness and event expertise and social understanding, it was quickly suggested that we contribute further, and I took over the role of chair for BS 8901. As that standard developed, so did the career in relation to my outside work beyond standards, and the business grew to include a not-for-profit arm which provides education on sustainability in the event industry. Very recently, we've expanded again to provide specialist services to people who want to understand how to implement sustainability within the event world. And at a similar time, I also became chair of the ISO standard, ISO 20121.
And finally, how would you describe your work for somebody who is 5 years old?
I work with a group of really interesting people who all have different ideas, and my role is to make sure that they all get a chance to listen to those ideas and think about how those ideas could work together. So I help a group of people collaborate to hopefully make something that works for everybody.
Thank you very much.